I say we go. Let's talk about it. Because I think we just all want to talk. Like, I don't know. I just want to talk about it.
Let's do it. We definitely got to talk about his mouth.
Oh, I was trying to find my highlights.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. The introduction. Oh, that was what got me.
Yes, the dedication for all my best.
No, if you proceed, know that Dr. Parker Winters is going to take you like a good girl.
Okay, yes, that.
Yes, okay,
that's
I'm ready.
What got me.
I'm leaving that in there because you sounded very sexy saying that.
Show did.
So that's gonna be
welcome.
A thing.
Your little seduction voice. Okay. We ready?
Take it away, mama.
Hello, hello, and what's up, our favorite chaotic baddies and daddies?
Do we have any daddies?
I'm Maddie.
Oh, I'm Erin.
I don't know if we have any daddies.
We do.
We got some daddies now.
I just feel like it should be inclusive.
Erin's alive, everybody.
I know.
She's here. She's alive. She didn't die from the plague.
I don't know, man. It was rough going there for a while. My whole house.
Y'all, this is our first book review of 2024. And it's fucking March, y'all. It's March.
It's been a rough winter.
What?
Those daycare germs.
So a lot of exciting things have happened so far this year, which we're very fortunate and happy about. But we're really excited to get back to our roots, which is the three neurospicy babies talking about
like that. MILFs.
Books.
MILFs.
Oh, sorry. Ha. Neurospicy
MILFs.
Don't
call me a baby.
Talking about books. Okay. So we're going to be doing the debut novel, Dr. Resident by Lexi Woods. All right. I got my laundry list here. So we do have a couple big warnings. Grocery list. So we got a couple big trigger warnings. We got laundry. Cheating. Ma'am. We're never going to get through this intro. We have cheating and death of a sibling, which are both past tense but brought up. We also have some heavy BDSM, some smaller triggers. There's a brief domestic abuse scene. It's not graphic. It doesn't go into detail, but the woman is a patient. There's a drunk driving accident and COVID. Reader discretion advised.
Y'all know I don't read the dark romance, and I didn't. It's not a dark romance. There's just the author herself, Lexi, said she wrote this like post-pandemic, and it was very much like her, Nicole and I were talking, it was like her lamentation. Like, this was her release from working in healthcare post-COVID. And I think...
Grey's Anatomy, right. New Amsterdam, they all did episodes after COVID. Yeah. So,
well, and not only that, but like these are just very specific scenes that happen that could possibly trigger people. This is definitely not a dark romance. This is a very contemporary.
It's medical.
That's a good way to put it. Medical.
We're talking about.
Yeah. So, for tropes, we've got best friend's ex, ER nurse and chief surgical resident, workplace romance, opposites attract. We said the medical and healthcare field. We got a little enemies to lovers going on, a little dom and sub action, and it is a dual POV, y'all.
Did you say grumpy sunshine?
I feel like there's a little bit of that. As a grumpy sunshine?
I mean, she wasn't super sunshine, but she had a little bit.
She was definitely
super grumpy.
He was really grumpy, and she was a sassy FMC who didn't take no shit.
She was also a really, really bad sub.
She was a bad sub.
She was like a brat.
She was bratty. She was a brat. Yeah.
But she did not.
So now that we got through that.
She was not claiming to be a sub, though. Let's be clear.
No, she was not. She
knew.
She would give in when it was her yeah. pleasure, like when it yes. brought yes. her pleasure.
Near the end there, she was doing it for him, though, because he Yay. Needed the release. Oh. But anyways, whew, okay. So without further ado, sit back, grab your bevies, and let's dive into the chaos.
Was this the one where he, like, kind of ties her up as punishment at the end?
No. That wasn't punishment. That was the fantasy that he
Because he won the bet.
Because he won the bet.
I've been doing too much reading.
You have. You're starting to... Your books are starting to...
Yeah, you're pulling a me. When did we switch roles?
There was something I just read. I just finished The Twisted Lies. Did you guys... The Twisted series?
I hated the
I've
Twisted
been listening
series.
To them, and I only am doing it because I, like, they were available. There was the...
I think they're so
Oh,
overhyped.
Yeah. I just finished the third one, and it's, like, there was a legit, like, punishment sex scene, and I was like, I don't like this. You'll be in.
Okay. Off topic. Back to the book.
How about mark that one? We gonna cut that out.
Parker Winters.
Dr. Parker Taka Winters.
Can we start off with her dedication real quick?
Would you like me to read it again?
Read that part and the dedication.
Okay, first, yeah, because... so if you proceed, know that Dr. Parker Winters is going to have you take it like a good girl. Dedication was for all my besties who prefer steamy over dreamy. Dr. Resident is for you. If you're a Grey's Anatomy fan, you know that it is supposed to be, like, what do they call them? Mick Steamy versus Mick Dreamy?
Mick.
Yeah.
Dr. Mark.
I don't know. I've never watched Grey's Anatomy.
Dr. Resident was for me, guys.
That first one. I think that first one is the one I was sending all. If you proceed, know that Dr. Yeah. Parker Winters is going to have you take it like a good girl.
Ooh!
I liked it a lot. That was...
Take two was even better than take one.
I know.
I just really liked it.
Oh my god.
They were
giving
me crap earlier. They were like,
calm down, kitty.
And I was like, I did like this book, and I needed to remind myself of that. That was a great start. Anyways, all right.
Draws you right in.
I'm not going to lie. The way, listen, Aaron, you keep that up, and the kitty's going to be purring all night. Jeez.
We're not even drinking tonight.
Mamacita. Where did you pull that from?
I liked it. I just liked the...
You've been high. You've been holding out on us?
Okay.
You got a little seductress voice going on, and we didn't hear
that. It. For the Patreon members only. I'm just kidding.
No, I think the world needs
to
hear that. That was
just kidding.
The world is going
to
hear that.
What did y'all give the rating on the book? All right.
Cuatro.
Four frogs.
Yay!
Do we do? Have you been doing?
Somebody mark it on the calendar. I finally rolled my R's.
That was.
Basic ass white girl did it.
Have we been giving?
And probably won't do it again.
Stars lately? How many spicy stars? How many tamales?
I gave it like a 3.5, 4.
Yes.
Because, like, the scenes that were spicy were very detailed, very descriptive.
Oh, I loved it. I loved it.
But, like,
that.
they're not, like, okay.
Cringy.
So
they weren't
here's,
cringy.
And there's not a lot. So sometimes I feel like authors tend to think more is better when sometimes less is more. Because if you have less sex scenes,
she made it
more,
realistic.
Yes, you have a more realistic, more detailed, more intense.
I thought
more,
they were intense.
They were intense.
Well, they were. They were. But, like, her, not every single spicy scene was descriptive.
Right.
But the ones that were there. Like, the imagery was there. I could smell, taste, feel, hear everything that was going on in that room. because of like how much detail she provided. So I liked that it wasn't overdone with spice. Ooh. But the spice also, that was the in there spicy was scene,
just to refresh my memory. The first spicy scene is definitely just like he flips her over his knee and spanks her, right?
Yeah.
And spanks until and she got off.
Mm-hmm. So it is good. It is good spice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm with you there.
Yeah. Yeah. So like
it's definitely
and there was a shower scene where he told her to get on her knees.
Oh, that was after he found out about the bad news that he had.
Yes, with the
lake house.
Yes, that
with
was
his mentor.
The what the fuck
research?
Research
study that he was doing.
Yeah,
yes, he was very aggressive in that scene, and I wrote it down. Favorite scene.
Yes, that was also my favorite scene as well. Cause goddamn,
I liked that she was new to like the BDSM component.
Mm-hmm.
But and it was not.
Also, can we talk about the safe word? Scalpel.
Oh, yeah, that made me laugh. I remember
scalpel.
I was like, oh my gosh, really?
Scalpel. Like he made it impossible for you to say that. Scalpel.
Like how? Like
in the middle of.
Yeah.
Scalpel. What?
Yeah, I liked that she was like new to the BDSM, but that was not like. It was not like naivety, I felt. It was like, I liked the way it was done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like that she was exploring.
In a safe place.
Yeah.
And he was like overly respectful about that, which if we talk about a summary, so we have a bit of a hodgepodge, rather short summary for y'all, because we felt like there was not a ton that happened while also being multiple subplots within the story. The opening,
it was like a telenovela.
Like an episode of Grey's Anatomy. I mean, it's, and that was what I really liked. It was like an episode. I mean, it was like Grey's. It mm-hmm. opens with,
well, I can't agree.
You don't watch Grey's?
I'm over here like, yeah, no, I've never watched Grey's. Why are you agreeing?
Just say yes.
I did.
So it opens with our nurse. What's her name? Lexi? Not Lexi's.
Cassidy Calloway.
Our author is Lexi. And she is going to a booty call with her ex-high school sweetheart turned college boyfriend who cheated on her. And she goes to the booty call. And mm-hmm. I almost DNF'd right there, to be honest.
Who also turns out to be the doctor she works with in the ER that she is now currently working at.
Although I'm not gonna lie, that timeline kind of confused me a little bit because it opens up with that and then it just jumps to her on the train. I was like, wait, did I miss some timeline somewhere?
Well, it was a prologue. So,
that's what I'm saying. And I was legitimately like, is that going to be our male main character? Because I'm not reading this. I don't don't believe in second chances for shitty high school boyfriends. Absolutely not.
Well, we didn't get that.
It's true. So. I finished the book.
Thank you, Jesus. Preface, there may be spoilers.
Oh yeah, by the way, honestly, if you stuck around this long, you should know.
I mean, you should know that there's probably going to be spoilers.
We have zero filter, so we're going to tell you everything.
You should read this book again before you start listening.
That's why we recommend reading then listening.
Listen, or if you're not ever going to read it, we understand, and just listen to us because we're going to tell you what happens. Yeah.
We're here for you.
We're here for you. Can have an intelligent conversation about this book and know what happens.
Definitely, very intelligent.
An intelligent conversation about smut. Yes.
Love it.
So they then train ride. She runs into our actual male main character, Parker. Like physically runs into him on the train because she cannot drive a car. One of the subplots.
Clumsiest girl.
What?
clumsiest
She's
girl.
So clumsy.
She is big. She is very clumsy.
Weird.
I felt that. I felt that in my soul.
So clumsy.
I'm like, yeah.
You just need blonde hair, Maddie, and you're good to go.
Ma'am. Don't I already had it once. I'll bring it back.
Oh my. She runs into She runs into physically runs into the doctor. And
he catches her.
And then it becomes an asshole.
Then she sees him
straight like, of asshole.
20 minutes later he walks into one of the ER bays and he's the doctor there. The resident. Yeah. And they're both being like cordially like short with each other, professional. Like, oh fuck. Yeah. Fuck me.
Cause she's like, you're a dick. I think we met you earlier. Like, you were hot until you opened
mouth. She's also openly reading a smut book. Mind you, it's probably like 6 a.m. Yeah. because she's on her way to her hospital shift. Just reading her smut book on the train. And he's like reading it over her shoulder. Just a little insert there. I love those.
Yeah, I thought that was
love
cute.
Them. So, the next time they run into each other... Sorry, I should not be laughing, but it's probably the sleep. She gets hit by a drunk driver. Like, again, she just is continually...
Yeah, probably not a good spot to laugh.
Because it's funny, just because, like, how does this keep happening?
She was, like running or something, right? She was, like, jogging.
Yeah, she was running.
She's on a run, and she is, I think... Something weird happens. Anyways, small moment that doesn't need to be.
Nothing. We don't know what happened. She said she's blacked out.
She's just whoop
and wakes up in the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Parker has performed life saving surgery on her arm, and
also after paying off the ambulance to take her to their hospital instead of the closest hospital.
Yeah, he's like, what do you want? You want my black Amex here? I'm like, okay, man's got money. Okay.
Which we also find out he does have money.
Old money. Old family money.
So generational wealth. Like self-appointed himself in charge of her recovery. And she comes and visits him at his little resident office, and it's this weird encounter where he strips naked because she throws
up. Wait.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she pukes on him.
Again, she is so ridiculously clumsy and keeps doing all these out-of-pocket things.
But she throws up on him because she saw her own incision and stitches. And he's like, you are a terrible nurse.
I did not understand why she threw up there. What, you are a nurse?
Well, I mean,
but she did
seeing and your own versus seeing somebody else's. I feel like it's
I don't have a blood thing, so I can't answer that. But she, so then she's like recovering, and I fucking love this. The tension between them has just been building at this point.
Oh yeah.
So she sends him.
Wait, can we talk? He calls her sweetheart, which I thought was so cute.
It was weird only coming from him.
Did it sound weird? Because he didn't. I feel like I heard... maybe it's because I was already picturing Mark Sloan and the sound of his voice. And it fits for me.
Yeah, no, I had a hard time placing such a sweet thing coming out of such an asshole of a man.
Well, it doesn't have to sound like a sweet thing. Sweetheart could be like a bless your heart type of thing.
That matches my
I didn't even think
my whole
that.
Thing of like, I fucking love when they're like, it's you. Like, you're the one who makes the grump soft.
Right.
It's always.
Oof. That's my favorite.
Yes.
That's why I love Grumpy Sunshine.
He's a cinnamon roll.
Yep, me.
I fucking eat it up. He is a huge, he does become a huge mush for her, though.
Yes.
Like, mush.
Yes,
he like goes in his soft energy for a second.
So she wants a reason to contact him again, so she sends a, one of y'all is going to have to do it.
She sends a tit pic
of her arm. I just imagine the, like, the angle of it, though. She's, like, holding the arm. I imagine where she's, like, holding it. Right. Look at, like, Maddie, look but she's, like, arm. She's, like, twisted her arm back.
But, like, she also has small boobs, so she has to, like, yes. push them together, lift them up, and hold her arm. the acrobats that go into this.
Her Listen, efforts did not go unnoticed.
Hell no. He was, like, be over in 20.
He says, don't get dressed. And she does, because she doesn't know how to be a good sim.
And she does.
And he shows up, and this is when he does it. He flips her. Sorry. Flips her over the knee. Oh God! But let me
give that booty.
Let me laugh appropriately again, because then he finds out that she does not know anything about the Dom lifestyle, and that was like literally her first time getting anything. And he like super backs off, and basically for the next like month or something tries to avoid her.
He's like, I don't want to corrupt her.
I'm just gonna say this, Lexi, the timeline that you gave us, we
hate it.
I don't like it. They were too long.
They were too long.
I needed like maybe a week.
A month was not so a month. Long.
Although I will say that we have never had this problem before though. So congrats on being the first, because we've never had someone have too long of timelines.
Yeah.
But like I also get it too, because their schedules are so chaotic. I was just thinking about that too.
Like you probably like it probably didn't.
Because like
they probably didn't see each other for a while, and they weren't even on the same, like,
so,
rotation.
So, like, it's realistic timelines, however, this is really long.
Yeah.
But, like, kudos to you for trying to keep it realistic, so. Right. That was, I
did
was cool.
enjoy that for certain
So, after a month, they cave, and there's a supply closet exchange.
He caves.
She's... She keeps like, she doesn't. Does she send more at this point, or does that's later?
No, she asked him about her wrist and why it keeps shaking. I was like, really, really, bitch, you start sounding desperate. They're honestly like, this woman has no bounds. She will double, triple, quadruple text this man to get him, just to get him to text her back.
We'll get to that.
She is like, no shame in her game. Zero. She is like, I will, beep, beep, it's me, motherfucker.
This is where it got moderately concerning, though, because they decide to be a happy level exploring BDSM couple, and we're at 50% in, and it was like, ha. There's a lot of book left.
What's going to happen? This is like where
we all know when they're so happy halfway through the book, we know that there's going to be a third act breakup.
Yes.
Like, ain't no way that we're just going to continue to be happy for the other half of the book.
That needs to be a trigger warning. Third act breakup.
Third act breakup.
May or may not cause you emotional pain or insufferable rage.
Third act breakup. And then I kept thinking, like, is this miscommunication trope? Or is this just misunderstanding to a T? Or, I don't, like, what word? We can talk about it when we get there. But, like, the whole thing where, like, she's firm standing on her ground for what she does, and like he will like not back down and has no
I think it was just him.
It's like it's it was almost just right. It's almost like
him problem. We also jumped way ahead, and we don't explain what happened.
So they're happy.
Rewind.
50%. I think I wrote happy, lovely, sunshine and rainbows in the supply closet.
Ooh, and unicorn farts and all that lovely
so
jazz.
So they plan a weekend.
And glitter.
Get away together to the lake house, his family's lake house.
His cozy lake
again,
house.
He's got money. And
you guys didn't see it, but I just made air quotes around the word cozy. Because, like, ain't no, that shit's, like,
a mansion.
Mm-hmm. It was a mansion.
Yeah,
a
mansion. He got money, money.
Very much so.
And his sister and mom show up. So, surprise!
I did like the little added found family vibes that I was getting from that.
It was so cute. So
she meshed so well with the sister and the mom, and I like, and like you find out later that like the sister is kind of like the black sheep of the family because what Claire and what's the other one, Caroline and Parker are super close because they're similar personalities, and then there's Claire who is very much not like them at all, and she's more bubbly, she's more outgoing, and the way her and Cassidy hit it off right there from the first get-go, it was like super sweet, and it was really heartwarming. And then obviously the mom is just such a sweet soul.
If you have watched Grey's, think of Claire as Derek's sister, sort of. She's like the wild child.
Which one? Derek's sister? Oh, what's her name? Amelia?
Amelia.
I feel like I need to watch Grey's Anatomy now because of the
alcohol. There's a lot.
I'll do it after Sons of Anarchy.
Minus the drug problem.
Sitting here thinking.
Minus the drug problem. Sorry. Yeah. Minus the drug problem.
Like the trauma. None of that is... It's like personality-wise. Yeah.
No. I don't know. Personality-wise, I meant. Like, she's bubbly. She's excited.
She feels...
She's protective of her brother.
She feels like an Arizona to me.
Claire. You know, maybe.
More than Amelia.
Not as serious, though. I feel like...
Oh, sorry.
I feel like Arizona's more serious.
Sorry.
There's the bomb again. Bagel.
My setup here.
Maybe April.
Okay, but I didn't like April. We could talk about Grace for a long time. Don't like.
Anyways, so I liked how well that she just kind of meshed into the family
and
like that whole lake house weekend was really sweet.
I kept waiting for
that.
The other
like,
shoe to drop there. I read all of that I don't know, like on the edge of my seat. I was just like, I kept literally waiting for the shoe to drop. I was just like.
I figured the mom was going to pull some shady stuff.
I was expecting
something
to happen there. And it was actually like a cute...
She pulled something, but
it
wasn't shady.
It was actually a cute getaway. Yeah, that's true. We actually learn at the lake house getaway with... So remember, Cassidy is a nurse, and she is able to identify the mom, Parker's mom. Basically, is like breathing hard and like tired and going to bed earlier. And she is like, what's wrong? And...
It's not just a cold, is it?
And she's like, you're a good nurse. And I was a good nurse. You know, we're good nurses. We're good at our job. She has cancer. And she is not telling her family.
Boom, boom, boom. Oh, trigger warning. I forgot that one.
We discussed before we started that the problem is Maddie doesn't have triggers. So really, Maddie shouldn't be the one doing her trigger warnings.
If it were up to me, we'd be going in blind and you would be sending me your therapy bill.
She's not telling her family until Christmas, and the time frame we're supposed to understand, it's like before Thanksgiving.
Okay, but like, why also ruin such a happy holiday with depressing news? I get that's when they're all going to be home.
Yeah, I was slightly confused about why she was waiting until that moment. And maybe it was just when she knew they were all going to be together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she wanted everyone together.
But, like, why would you want to ruin happy memories?
But that was one of the nice things about the end.
But
amongst my other concerns with the end was just that... I liked the way they talked about how, like, they were really playing up. Like, everyone was happy and spending time together because the mom was obviously having cancer and struggling with that. Parker's mom puts this weight on Cassidy of, like, don't tell anyone. Like, I'm not ready to let anyone know. So we have a bunch of, like, I shouldn't say a bunch, but we have, like, subplots in between this and obviously... Cassidy has to tell someone. So I think one of the subplots here is he's part of a research assistant program that totally blows up in his face, but it doesn't really.
Yeah, and that it's is really... when
the shower scene happens.
Yes, and so it just creates
literal
skull fucker. It creates some added tension.
Thanks for the visuals.
Nobody saw.
Thanks for the. I feel like that needs to be a reel.
It just it creates added tension, and it.
I mean, that's what
plays
I
plays into pictured. The whole thing of like what we were talking about with the Grey's episode. Like, there's extra drama happening that doesn't necessarily weigh in. Was there something else? Oh, she hangs out.
Yeah. But, like, it was with his lifelong family friend and medical, surgical like mentor. His, like,
father figure.
Pseudo-father. Yeah. Because his... we didn't mention it, but his dad passed away.
It's a very weird dynamic. It's an interesting thing that happens. But again, it just plays into the whole thing of like, it's a Grey's Anatomy episode. Like, it is added drama, added layers. Didn't really add much to the story, but it creates more tension. Gives you your sexy shower scene.
Correct.
She also has a... for you. She also has a day out with the sister... Which one was it? I don't remember. Claire. And they get shitty at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon and they have to call for a ride because.
Well, technically she's sober.
She will not drive.
Claire was supposed to drive and then she went manhunting.
So we just talked about how the drug problem is not a thing, but I wonder if the alcohol doesn't play a role in the next book because the next book is Claire. And I'm pretty sure it's supposed
I think there was something. I think that was like a trope or a micro trope.
Yeah, he's the male main character in the second one is supposed because to like look after her because he's been making these.
It's his resident underneath him, Bo. His intern.
Yes, it is.
Kind of intrigued to read that one. I think
we're all excited. I'm gonna read it because I feel like I need to read Bo.
The way
that she described him,
I feel like he's gonna be fucking filthy. It's always the nerdy ones, Karev.
Didn't you think of like Karev when she mentioned him?
You're gonna have to give me a minute to think about it, but definitely not him.
She's like, I don't remember. She doesn't see faces.
Oh, right. You don't. What's that horror? That Slender Man. That's what
she sees Slender Man. Just a body with no face. Just six pack abs and no face.
No, that was April's husband. What's his name? Jackson. Was Jackson for me.
Really? Both?
But also a little bit because he was leaning towards orthopedics. I had a little bit of Link in there because I am a big Link fan.
Okay. I could see that. I feel like he was a little bit more buff than Jackson.
I just think Jackson's really hot.
Also because he kept mentioning him as like ortho bro. So I kept thinking like... Okay. Because I kept thinking like fraternity guys. Just like big buff type of thing. A little more buff than Jackson.
So, okay.
I'm so lost.
To read it.
We'll have to send you some pictures.
Sorry.
So she, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cassidy has to, like, it's weighing on her, this whole thing with the cancer. And she has to get it out. I think she, so she gets cornered by Wes.
She has like a mental breakdown.
She has like a borderline anxiety attack when she's Wes doing her charting.
And Wes like comes up.
Wes is the name of the ex-boyfriend. For cheating.
Yeah. He's also found out that they're together.
Yes.
And he's also Parker's best friend.
Yes.
And, right.
They found out they were all together back at like the
Yo, this is like a whole fucking like. orgy fest without the orgy.
They found out they were together back at like the day drinking event.
They're Eskimo brothers. Sorry. Anyways,
they are,
continue.
They are Maddie. Yeah. Yeah, he's a real dude.
Anyways, please carry
but
on.
She ends up like panic telling Wes. And
asshole.
Yeah, Wes pockets it and saves it for the right time.
Yeah, he does.
So
this is a mask tool that'll be useful for later.
I don't know. Do you think he did so he ends up spilling. Do you think he did it on purpose or do you think it was like an off the cuff thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, he absolutely did it on purpose.
He was diabolical.
He didn't say it at the end. He didn't say it, but he insinuated. He's like, you should have been with me, not with him.
Yeah, and he even asked Parker, like, oh, how's your mom?
That's how he finds out.
Like, he set it up to where
it was going to happen. Like, pinned it on his mom. Like him.
I was trying to give him some benefit of the doubt. No.
Well, she's not giving him a book, so it's fine.
No redemption arc?
He doesn't deserve a book. No, he does not deserve.
Nope, he also is this the same thing? Is this when he kisses her?
Yes, not when he spills.
No,
not when she spills.
So that's kisses her after Thanksgiving because he corners her because he knows she's mad at him and he's like, pissed. Oh my gosh, let me.
The only thing I did not like is she kept thinking about a way to like. Knee him in the crotch. She ends up slapping him instead. I would have much preferred if she would have kneed him in the crotch.
I would have preferred if she did both. Like, slapped him in the face, be like, that's for kissing me, you bastard. And then kneed him in the crotch and be like, that's for telling.
That's fucking with Parker. Yeah.
Yeah. He sucks. Like, it would, like a...
I needed a little more
one,
drama
two,
there.
Pie out.
Yeah.
Like a little kung fu action.
But this is the beginning of the end. So Wes ends up telling... Parker in a real like roundabout way, like, hey, how's your mom?
Well, also, this is our third act breakup too.
Beginning of the end, because so Parker, I don't know, he thoroughly overreacts. I think
so,
which is not not fair of me to say because I've never been in a situation like this, and I like hopefully never get myself in a situation like this. But like, he refuses to back down. I feel like you always know that they know that they're wrong ultimately and they're overreacting because he knows that she's right and like he sees her side, but it's not until someone else.
And he even mentions that.
I mean, he
and it's not until the end,
which is also
the very very end when someone else tells him that he finally is like.
His mama.
His mama. You have to see her side. And I'm like, that was a thorough overreaction. But this is another, do they spend a month apart? 3 months?
Yep.
Because
this again, was right after the Friendsgiving. This is right after the Friendsgiving. Because he drops her off and he's like, and we're done.
It goes from Thanksgiving all the way to Christmas. So this whole time.
And, like, okay, so the only redeeming quality for Parker's reaction that I can find is he is such a control freak. He is a very black and white man.
Correct.
So he is seeing things, like, black and white, and he is losing control. Because at this point, Mans is spiraling.
Yeah, like, he lost his fellowship.
His research,
the whole thing with the research.
I do. Yeah, like it was accumulation of events.
So like he's just trying to, and he's just trying to grasp for control where he can get it. And unfortunately, he can control the situation with her by just not talking to her and standing firm in his decision. Right. Even though ultimately that's not what he wants to do, like that is his way of asserting control over the situation. So like. As much as I was like, really, bro, you're being a child, I was like, okay, like that's your way of controlling the narrative and controlling something in your life when everything is spiraling so far out of control.
This is also when
right
she
now.
Goes full stalker, like cringe stalker, like multiple texts.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Constantly texting
multiple
him.
Multiple texts.
Yeah. She even sent him a fucking picture on Christmas.
Oh, that was the one for me.
Dirty Pixar.
No.
Which I was like, ma'am, at this point, you look so, it's been a month. You look so desperate.
A month of unanswered texts. I was like, but she doesn't stop there's there no way. Either. I just already... while we're in, we might as well go all the way. She doesn't stop at the Dirty Pig. She shows up at the family house. I know.
Go ahead. Okay. Yeah. His sister Claire insists
until she goes. Because she was like, y'all know Parker and I. She's like, y'all know Parker and I are broken up, right? She's like, yeah, come anyway.
But come, because he's being a grump. He's trying to control everything.
I know. I just from her. I don't know. From her side of things, it's like, it to me, it's just cringe AF. Like,
it was. Because it was very
I feel like
cringy.
You have. Yeah. This is. I don't know.
I feel like he should have been the one to show up at her house.
It just to me was giving, like, the desperate vibes were so bad. And I mean, I'm really, really, obviously, really glad it worked out for her.
Yeah, could you imagine like, just showing up on your ex-boyfriend?
I mean, when she shows up and he's basically the one that turns into mush. Right, so
like, I guess in my mind, maybe I just, maybe it's my cynicism. What's that word? Cynic? Being a cynic about it, but I just go to worst, or maybe it's my anxiety. Maybe I'm like, I go to worst case scenario. Like, you've texted the man for a month, you sent the man a dirty picture, and then you show up at his house, like,
texted and called because she tried to call him.
Like, then you show up. What do you think? Like, worst case scenario, slams the door in your face.
I'm also laughing. I'm laughing at this too because she's like, I just need to explain my side of things. And I'm like, ma'am, you already have.
Right.
And I'm just laughing because I'm like, I would do. If I just explain myself one more time,
then I would do it. No. Maybe, yeah. Thank God, though, he opened the door in his...
Hashtag abandonment issues.
Maybe that's me. Maybe I learned my lesson from my...
Well, thank God he's so madly in love with her.
So he opens the door and he's like, his heart just melts. He's like, I forgive you. What does he want to like hug her right away?
Yeah. And then freaking Claire is just like bouncing off the walls, like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry. And his mom's we let them talk for a second?
I mean, it ends up, it works out for them, thankfully. But if you can't tell me that's not like desperation.
I was getting secondhand embarrassment.
I think that was my thing for with sure. Like, oh God, no, girl, don't do that. No, what are we gonna tell the audience when you get there and he slams the door in your face? No, how are you gonna make me read that?
Oh well. I was expecting him to like answer the phone one time and be like, "Stop calling me."
This is also we get the all the holes filled after this one, right? So.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yes.
So he has to pass his board exam, which is one of my favorite scenes.
Oh well, we forgot. So, family mentor / family friend / mentor ended up turning himself in to the board.
Yeah. I never really explained
and
it.
But... Admitting fault for forging or biasing or whatever. He threw off the data results and made the testing inaccurate, but he came forward, cleared the air, cleared Parker's name, and then Parker got offered a position as their surgical person attending at that hospital. Yeah, they're attending. So, like, all in all, it worked out for him in the end.
Yeah, but I still preferred when all of our holes were filled.
And then we fast forward to all of
butt plug.
Was this the vibrating butt plug?
This yes. was the vibrating butt plug. The first one was a gem butt plug. This one was a vibrating butt plug.
All right. I've been doing it this long. Might as well just keep throwing myself under the bus. I really wish that it had been his dick in her butt. It would have.
Not going to lie. I'm not going to lie. I did too.
That's my fellow feral girl. That's right. I wanted...
I was like, okay, but can we take it out and then just...
And then...
Okay, but, like, I can appreciate the easing into the anal. Okay, fair. Link.
Yeah, he did, that was my thought.
No!
He did already do that.
Ma'am. With that monster that he's packing? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. That was not enough preparation.
Like, I feel like after one orgasm, we could have taken it out.
Yeah, and then I wanted the vibrator in the front and the dick in the back. And then... What was in the, and the dick was it in the finger?
Yes.
Or the, no, that was the gag.
Yeah.
It was the gag. Okay, so the only thing that I had finger? A little like the only thing that I had a want? Little not I don't want to say issue, but the only thing that I would have done differently if I were to reenact that scene was a smaller ball gag. What is happening right now?
So I do love if you follow Miss Lexi Woods's Instagram. She is very open that she has tried everything from her book. If she writes it, she's done it.
Which we love a real life perspective.
Yes, we do.
Ooh, do you think we could get Lexi to reenact that hammock scene for us and let us know how it goes? Hey, Lexi, by the way, I'm going to need you to go read Best Part of Me by Leanne August. There's a certain hammock scene that, you know.
I have not come across a hammock.
The people have questions about.
If I came across a hammock at this point in my life, I don't think I would trust said hammock. Nah, I'm out.
Me too.
I'm
6'5".
That's what I'm thinking.
Almost 300 pounds. No. That's just not going to work out for us.
Yeah, no, I still want to try it.
You volunteered
like motherfucker.
Yeah. I volunteered Maddie, Lexi.
Fair.
I volunteered Lexi.
So do we need Lexi. To give props where props are due? There was a epilogue.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be 100% honest right now. I've read like
I don't
seven
know.
Books
was it an epilogue?
I finished that,
was
so
it
I
actually...
need to take over.
It wasn't really an epilogue.
It was just like a last
six
chapter.
Months later.
Yeah. It was like
they
a last
go to Paris.
Chapter.
He
Which
takes
was really
on a romantic
cute.
Vacation, and then he proposes.
Yeah, it was really cute. We got to see full cinnamon
Guaranteed
roll effect.
Happily ever after. We all love that. Yeah,
you get to really see him come into his cinnamon roll. I mean, he
no
still
pregnancy?
Has control. No pregnancy, unfortunately. No, I'm just kidding. I'm happy that it was a. I'm happy it wasn't a pregnancy and an engagement.
Yeah, I don't mind pregnancies in the epilogues. But, they don't bother me.
But yeah. I will say we got to really see him come full cinnamon roll circle.
I liked his character arc.
Yeah.
How he went
but
from...
I like that he still stayed... Like, she still kept him true to himself. Like, he was still that controlling...
You weren't gonna take that out of him.
He was still that controlling, grumpy, like, black and white, but, like, slowly starting to see a little bit more of the gray. It was nice. I liked it.
4 stars.
It was a good book. 4 stars.
4 stars, indeed.
Across the board. Solid.
And his mouth?
Oof, yeah. So, do we want to do highlights? Kindle highlights? Any particular ones that stick out to
Please
you?
Hold.
I don't really have any. I'm sure
Close
I
that
do.
That mouth of yours, sweetheart, before I find something to fill it with.
Yeah, I like that one.
I did.
I did not come prepared.
Wait. Come here. Say this. Pause. Say this. We're going to get some real highlights. Say this.
I don't hear
Get
anything.
Starting narrator.
Give him your mic.
Say it.
No.
Oh, hold on.
I can't hear you.
Come
this
on.
Makes it even more weird.
No, it
Come
doesn't.
On, Jason. You can do it.
close that mouth of your sweetheart before I find something to fill it with.
Ma'am. Wait, have him read more. No, come back. I want him to read more. No, keep going, keep going, keep going.
I can't. Okay, wait. That one.
Headphones. Headphones.
The top one. The top one.
Mm-hmm. That wasn't the top one. Oh. Let me hear you beg, sweetheart.
Ma'am. You've been holding out on us this whole time. Ma'am, he's officially our husband now. I know why you married him. Holy fuck, that was hot.
You're welcome, world.
Oh my.
Ooh. I know, that's right. Mm, Lord.
Well,
let's see if he's the narrator. I got
holy
one.
Holy fuck. No, but for real though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Does he realize? Like,
does he? I am okay. I am okay. I promise, I'm okay.
Does he realize what like the reaction he could cause from women?
I don't know.
Cause that voice. That voice. Ma'am, why have you not been sharing that with us before now?
I'm sorry.
I mean, I don't blame you. I wouldn't share that anyways.
But I only thought about it after I realized he has that voice.
There's a lot of highlights.
Well, and like, and so like, I have a lot of fucking highlights,
y'all. I don't know if I told you all this, but like, holy fuck.
Yeah, I think I had like 73.
Okay, never mind. I had 29, which I feel like is high for me.
Oh,
shut up and take it like a good girl.
I just read.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yes, that's the one I was looking for.
We got a lot of good girls from him.
Yes, and so I did.
He was very good with the priest.
The first time he calls her a good girl, you get her reaction to it.
It's from her perspective, right?
I can't.
Now you got me wanting to pull up some of my...
I don't know when this highlight came from, but it says, at one point, he told me I was breathing too loudly and that I should consult a doctor about it. I don't have any contact.
I'm pretty sure I highlighted that one too, but I don't remember what it was in reference to.
I've never been one for the whole doctor-nurse fantasy, but hearing her call me doctor while I'm buried balls deep inside of her just changed my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, here it is. Good girl, he purrs. So this is the first time. Good girl, he purrs, his voice low and seductive. The words send a rush of excitement through me, and I can't help but feel a sense of pride in pleasing him. She said, yes, sir.
Is this when she gets on her knees?
It's the first time? the first time.
Where she just...
Because this is all right before that. Stalking forward with a predatory hunger, Parker takes my hand in his large palm, lifts it up to his nose, inhaling deeply and groaning as if he's trying to restrain himself from something primal.
Oh, so I had one. It was when she's
when she was surprising him with Claire's visit, and she asked him to please open the door, and he said, "Does that mean the only thing you really want is my cock? Because I'm pretty sure that's the only time I hear you use your manners."
Yeah, it's yeah.
Oh, and the eyes on me. I want to watch you lose this fight.
Oh yes.
Mm-hmm.
There he had. He had a lot of good
but there
things.
Was like there wait. Was moments that made me wait. Laugh too.
59% before I realize what's happening, he takes his hardened length in his hand and slaps it against my cheek several times.
Oh yeah,
before plunging it back into my mouth. Yes. I can't believe I forgot about that. I forgot. He straight up smacks her with his dick. Yeah, that one, I didn't even find that one hot.
Just like
that one, I literally laughed out loud, and then I was like, hold on, let me make sure I read that right, and I had to go back and reread it, and I was like, yep, she just got like dick smacked.
So I did like
before you go too far, I would just like to remind everyone that our author said that she has done everything. I think she'd be fun to talk to.
I agree. Think she would be a lot of fun to talk to.
Sorry, Maddie, go ahead.
No, I did like that he... No, you're good. I did like that he made her, like, use her... Like, he used the phrase, use your words. Yeah. A lot, too.
Well, guys,
it was like, keep your eyes on me, sweetheart. You're gonna watch as your I goal spill is somewhere into your to be mouth. Now. Yeah. Well, is that...
hope I gave all of you motivation to be somewhere or in somewhere or have someone in you somewhere
or have some kind of penetration involved.
Yeah, I mean, I think we definitely right. want to read the next one.
For sure. Mm-hmm. And it's Doctor mm-hmm. Intern.
And it's right? out now, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it's out. It came out already. It's Bo and Claire, which is Parker's sister, and his intern. So that should be interesting with Dr. Yeah. Grumpy over there.
Yeah, and I feel like we're still gonna get really cool cool snippets of Parker and Cassie's and
Parker, yes.
Yeah, I think we're gonna get some cool snippets of their relationship and how they've evolved.
Like I like the commentary we got on like the post COVID and you know, like being yes. able to
and
struggle.
But I think it'll be yes. nice I like to have the second book not have that as much played into it. Like I appreciate this for yes. what it is. I as a fellow profession that like went through it with COVID, like this will be nice for like it was nice to read that and to see that perspective, but to not have it play as much of a role will also be I think interesting.
Yeah, and I did like I do remember the when he brought out some of the toys yes. she was describing like it was like an informative way of describing like, okay, this is what this toy is and this is what it's used for. It was really cool to kind of get that glimpse too. So not only was it like, oh, hey, this is new to her, but hey, if you're also new to BDSM, like you don't know what I'm talking about when I'm referencing this toy, this is
I mentioned earlier that I had just finished the Twisted series. You know, everyone has their feelings about those, but I was thinking about how it's funny that all of these authors write these interconnected books and all of these men have all these secret kinks and they're all basically doing each other's sisters and they're all related and they are all doing the same thing to each other's siblings. But like no one's really talking about how they're all kinking. And they could really have a great orgy if they just had some conversation.
All right, Erin.
I mean, you're not wrong.
I just
wrong.
Found it interesting, but like, you, yeah,
it could become a why choose real
you've
quick.
You've got all these super strong male main characters, but they're actually like,
not if I'm related to anyone.
Right. But they're like each other's sisters, obviously. Boyfriends, best friends, connected, like, y'all all have the same kinks.
And I'm not trying to shame anybody's yum or whatever it is that we call it.
I think we should not shame incest. That seems okay.
I think incest is a mutual shame. I think
we're all on the same page for that one.
In real life. Sorry. In real life.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Isn't that one of the taboos?
It might be in fiction too. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Isn't that one of the taboos of stepbrothers? Maybe it's your step siblings.
Yes.
Stepbrothers.
Yeah. Siblings. Yeah.
Stepbrothers.
I'm okay with step siblings.
I don't know that I would be, but I've never given it a whirl.
I don't know. So I want to do. There's a book series. It's taken by a sinner. I think they're like the sinners. They're like a darker. They're like a dark mafia. And the first book is Step Siblings. And I started reading it, and I was like, "Oof, I'm gonna come back to this." I don't know if I'm ready. I might be ready now.
All right.
But, yeah. All right.
I don't mind it. Also, the step sibling that I read, they became step siblings later in life. They didn't grow up together.
I think that's the part that I was.
Oh, yeah. No, these ones grew up together.
Growing up together.
Which I think most step siblings are like that. They don't really grow up together.
Yeah.
There's always like some time frame where, one is older than the other, and there's like a time frame where you don't really see each other. So.
Yeah, I'm going to try my Y choose first. We gotta dive into the. I don't know if white shoes or reverse harems are taboo, but we gotta slowly dive into that pool.
We'll get there. You got a lovely lineup coming up. But with things.
Oh, speaking of that? Y'all, fucking that is a wrap on tonight's
wrap it up,
chaos.
Put a bow on it.
We hope you enjoyed yourself as much as we did. In case you're not up with the latest gossip, book 2 and the Rebel Blue Ranch series is officially out today. Well,
by Lila today, Sage.
Yeah, I was getting there.
She got distracted by herself because she said today. Like, we're recording today.
Today, when we're recording it, not when we're listening.
Girly, I gotcha.
March 5th.
And that is by Lila Sage. Side note, congrats, beautiful. It's so exciting. So coming up, we are actually going to be having Lila back here, and we're going to be chatting with her all things Swift and Saddled, life, and what's new, what's upcoming. We're just going to chat it up
and
with
how
her
and everything has changed.
I'm really
less
excited
than a year for her.
Yes, I'm really excited to see what life looks like now that she's traditionally published from indie. So I'm excited to hear her take on that, especially since she's very new. She's a very new author. She's very new indie author. She's a very new traditionally published author. So I'm excited
to her
to,
first
I'm excited
episode
to
and get your questions ready for her.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Let yes, so we year. Did what? It was last year? Mm-hmm. Was it last year around this time?
No.
No. Anyways, it was one of our very earlier episodes.
June.
We sat down with her after her book Done and Dusted. After we read her book Done and Dusted.
You guys, I didn't mention where the spicy scenes were.
Oh, yes, that's right. Go ahead.
It doesn't flow. The flow is all off. You can just give props. If you are not following Lexi Woods on Instagram, again, you should. She is super interactive.
I'm cutting this out, Erin. I'm not adding this.
Okay, fine.
I was just bringing it up that I forgot.
But we are just going to be talking with her about everything in Lila Land. So be sure to stick around for that. If you're not already, hit that follow button and leave a review wherever you're listening. Also, be sure to check out our Patreon for exclusive content and all the good vibes. Until next time, stay chaotic.
Bye.